their full name and their address. And it doesn't matter.
The bust in Martin Luther King Park, unveiled in 1983, is a symbolism of the black man and his struggle. But for many, including Samuel Herbert, it's unacceptable because it looks nothing like Martin Luther King. On Monday, he and his peers launched a petition drive to replace that bust.
We are going to lift this head off of that hill, and we're going to find a furnace, and we're going to melt this head down.
Melt down.
And we're going to recycle.
Recycle.
The material.
And then Herbert said they intend to hire Li Yishan, the Chinese sculptor who crafted the King image at the National Memorial in Washington, D.C. But supporters of the bust, including Mark Dabney of Buffalo, say the symbolism is fitting.
That's the image of a man working, providing for his family. That's not generic. That's a working man. So, do you see the power in the sculpture? I see the power in his face. I don't see his head bloody or unbowed.
The sculpture was designed by the late John Woodrow Wilson, an African-American whom Dabney described as the greatest draftsman of the Works Progress Administration period of the late 1930s and early 40s. In his words, if one doesn't know who Wilson was or knew the value of his work, it's a shame. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.